Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders, plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Okay, it's not Scoot, it's Ian. Scoot is on his way here. He should be here, I think, maybe before we even get to this first commercial. I'll let him tell you where he's been. But just for right now, it is me, Ian Hoke, and Coleman. And right before we went to the news, I read a text message that I really wanted to respond to. And the text, I'll read it again. It says, Helena Moreno promoted herself as being all in for New Orleans. If you could assume many Democrats and most Republicans did not vote for her, Harris, why would she not read the room better and pick someone who wouldn't alienate some people who surely voted for her? It's a divisive choice. I still support her 100%, but I didn't like the choice. I get it. I get why some people did not love Helena Moreno asking Kamala Harris to swear her in. That reaction is real. I'm not here to tell anybody that they are wrong for having it. If you're having an honest conversation with yourself and you're sure that that reaction is not coming from a place of racism or sexism or both, cool, then we can have a conversation. But we do need to be honest about what we expect from elected officials in a moment like that. The texter says, you know, I don't know why she wouldn't read the room better and pick someone who wouldn't alienate some people. It is not Helena Moreno's job to curate public life so you never have to see from somebody you don't like. You never have to hear from somebody you don't like. You never have to see or be reminded that Kamala Harris exists. That's not Moreno's job. Governing is not just customer service, it's public life. It's the curation of our experience interacting with our government and the people that we choose as leaders. And that necessarily involves some friction. And I think there's actually something really healthy about inviting someone like Kamala Harris into a moment like that. That was not a campaign rally. Kamala Harris did not give a speech saying that, you know, I'm great, I should be president, Trump is terrible, Democrats rule, whatever. She didn't ask for your vote. She didn't persuade you to do anything. She didn't lecture you about any ideological policy. All you see is a public figure showing up as a colleague, as a friend. And if simply seeing that feels divisive to you, I don't think that says very much about the moment itself. I think it says everything about how conditioned we are to experience politics only through conflict. And that is exhausting. Several times in the last hour, I mentioned Helena Moreno's ability to do coalition building. And coalition building doesn't mean that everybody approves of every decision. It means that we accept that friction and disagreement exist, and that's fine. That doesn't mean everything gets derailed. It doesn't mean none of this is worth it. A functioning civic culture should allow people that we disagree with to be in the room with us and not turn every interaction into a test. That is how mature democracies work. And I think it matters, too, that this was a moment where we see two women in leadership choosing to publicly support each other in a way that is not performative. It is not transactional. They are not here to extract value from one another. They are friends. And in a political environment where everything just gets flattened into left and right and red and blue, in and out, I love to see a normal human interaction like that. It can feel radical. I refuse to play that game. I refuse to take the bait. I don't want to be outraged at every moment. Democracy does not require us to like every single person, every single moment, every single idea. We have to be stronger than that. We have to be more mature than that, or we will lose everything. What democracy requires of us is a tolerance for difference and a willingness to let our public life be bigger than our personal comfort. As much as it pains me to say it, I am not the center of the universe. I don't always get my way. Not every moment is going to be curated for what is appealing to me. That is what the algorithms have done to our brains. They've taught us to expect that. And life doesn't work that way. Take a couple quick phone calls here. Let's go to Mac in Algiers. Mac, you're on the air. Good afternoon.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to let you know that I'm on the other spectrum of this. I was pissed off because Steve Scalise got up and spoke at our inauguration. Like, I was offended. Like, Scalise got up there and was like, we need to protect each other in his speech. And I'm like, but when you were shot, I thought you would have got to the front of the line to say, let's do better gun control in this country. So I guess what I'm saying, you can't please everybody. If she chose to have Kamala Harris swear her in, so be it. Like, we just have to deal with it. You can't please everybody in this fight. And that's just my feelings in this.
Mac, I don't think, I just went on for 8 minutes and I didn't even, I don't know that I made my point as well as you just made it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
For everybody, yes, who's upset about Kamala Harris being there, Steve Scalise was there. What else do you want? This is how this is supposed to work. You know?
Yes.
And people know how I feel about Steve Scalise.
Yep.
If I was in the room yesterday and I see Steve Scalise up on stage talking about how great Helena Moreno is, I'm not giving out. I'm not spending one nanosecond thinking about why I don't like Steve Scalise. That's not what he's there to do. I'm not at a Steve Scalise rally. I'm not listening to a speech. He's not convincing me to vote for him. He's here to tell me that he supports my mayor. Why can't that be the end of the story?
That's it. And we need to work together. We have to work together. If we're going to get this country back on track, we're going to have to work together and be honest about our racial feelings about one another. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, really be honest about that. So that's my spiel. I thank you for taking my call. As always, I love the show.
I am so glad that you called in with that point, Mac. You call us back anytime. Coleman?
Yeah, so even beyond politics, here's another observation that I made, because I looked at the live stream coverage as it was going on live.
Yeah.
And I vividly recall that when Big Frieda took the stage at the end for the celebration, in the crowd, there was someone that I can only assume is coming from a religious background, and I can see on their face they were either uncomfortable mm-hmm. with the presence of Big Frieda there, but they still held their composure. Now, I cannot, like, I know that most religious people, when they see somebody like Big Frieda, it's an abomination, this, that, and other, but in that moment, I can see, like, they were a tad uncomfortable, but I'm quite sure they didn't get outraged and storm out and walked out. They just sat there and just tolerated it instead of just, I can't believe I'm in the same building with this, blah, 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 you know?
You're exactly right. I made my point. Mac gave a great example. There's another one. In a pluralistic modern democracy, you should not have the expectation that every single moment is going to check every single box for you. And if you are not resilient enough to sit with the fact that Big Frieda is twerking over there, or Steve Scalise is on stage, or Kamala Harris is on stage, you'd probably be happier in a cave in Afghanistan. This is what being an American means. This is what living in this country asks of us. And if you're not willing to meet the moment, or you're not even at least willing to examine what your feelings are. Again, your feelings are your feelings. Whatever your top line reaction is what it is. And we're in the business of asking people to tell us what their opinions are. But that is a very far cry from, I'm giving up on the Moreno administration because she invited Kamala Harris to be there. Do you think any Moreno voters are giving up on her administration because Steve Scalise was there? I don't think so. Let's go to Metairie for Daryl. Daryl, you're on the air. Good afternoon.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Well, you had mentioned something about, people who didn't like Kamala there, obviously, are sexist or racist. But if you remember, Joe Biden, when he picked Kamala, picked her because she was a half-black woman. And he didn't say, we're going to find the best qualified person to be the second in line to this country. I'm going to pick a woman and then a black woman just to add, or half black woman to add to it. So that's why I don't, I know everybody in New Orleans is Democrat. And if you look at all of the bad cities in America, they're all run by Democrats. So that's why, I'm going to give Helena a chance. Obviously, I have no choice. But I just think, I had gotten the vibe that she was not divisive like that, that she was maybe a little bit more, had a good head on her shoulders. But then when you bring somebody like Kamala Harris up there, it throws all of that out of the wind, and so now it's going to be, well, I hope she's not another LaToya Cantrell, but that sounds a lot like LaToya to me.
Daryl, I got three things I want to respond to you about. So let's hang out. I'm not gonna hang up on your rush through this, but let's just have the conversation, okay? I was very careful to say that not every single person who didn't want to see Kamala Harris on that stage was coming from a place of racism or sexism. I would never say that. That's an insane thing to say. The same way that, like, just because you didn't vote for Kamala Harris means you're a racist or a sexist, right? So we agree about that?
Okay.
At the same time, the number of people who did not vote for Kamala Harris because they are racist or sexist is not zero. Would you also agree that that is true?
Well, that's always going to be true.
Sure.
But what I'm saying,
that was my point. I'm not out here trying to say that if you didn't like seeing Harris at the Sanger yesterday, it was because you were a racist or a sexist. I'm simply acknowledging the fact that there is a knowable number of people in this country, in this audience, for whom that was the problem. They did not like her on that stage because they don't like that she's a black woman. And I'm just saying that out loud. And I'm not trying to hand that to every single person who didn't like seeing her yesterday, but that's just that, right?
Right. But she would never have been in that position if she wasn't a half black woman.
Okay, to that point, the way that white people set this up in this country was that if you have one drop of African blood in you, then you're black. Black people did not come up with that system. That's been the way it has been in America for hundreds of years. Nobody would look at a photo or a video image of Kamala Harris and say, that's not a black woman. So I'm not sure why it's important to you or others that we even denominate it like that, that we sort her out of the category of black woman and put her in this other weird space of half black. Like, what does that serve, Daryl? What's the point of that?
Oh, well, I don't know. Just because she's not full black, I guess.
Sure. That's okay. That's a fair answer. But, if next time you get into a conversation like this where you're going to be deploying the term half black as if it's a problem, just examine that a little bit more.
Okay, well, let's just leave that out. Let's say she's a black woman. The only way she got to her position was being a black woman. She had no merit. Every voter that voted, I mean, she had not even an ounce of support. If I was Helena Moreno, I would be ashamed to admit that I endorsed her in 2020, like you said. I didn't even know that. That would be the last thing I would say to anybody.
So let me just make sure I understand what you're saying. You're saying she had no merit as vice president? Biden had no reason to pick her, or she had no reason to be at the head of the ticket last year or in 2024?
At the head of the ticket, because she got the job as vice president, and Joe Biden said this. He was going to pick a woman, and a black woman just added to it. He said that.
I recall.
He took out half of the qualified applicants in America right off the bat because he had to have a woman. And then a black woman just added to it.
All right. So
why would you want somebody that they have no qualifications to be there other than she's a black woman?
Wrong. Daryl, with love, my brother in Christ, Kamala Harris was the Attorney General of the state of California. She was a sitting United States Senator. People have gotten to the top of a presidential ticket with thinner resumes than that, my guy.
Yeah, in California, look what you're looking at in California.
I don't know what that means, but it seems like you're kind of moving the goalposts. So I don't care to answer to that.
It's a whole lot of left people in California.
Again, I fail to see how that's relevant.
Well, because they have no heads on their shoulders. Look at how California is going.
It's the seventh biggest economy in the world. What are you talking about? California's, they got problems just like everywhere else, but they're not like, oh, we're not going to accept anybody from California as being a competent public official. Like, what is that?
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, Daryl, before you go, just one question. On the opposite end, how many Republicans do you feel would be upset if a Republican president chose people in their cabinet because they were Christian? Like, they believe that the United States should have more Christian mores and more Christian values, so they purposely look for people that were Christian instead of looking for the best qualified.
I don't think that would be a problem.
So
it's founded as a Christian country. Why wouldn't you want Christians there?
Well, what if they're not qualified? What if they're just picking them because they are Christian, but they weren't qualified? So you'd be okay with them picking a Christian as a part of their cabinet, even though they may not be as qualified as somebody that's either atheist or Muslim or another religious?
No, they would need to be qualified. I think the qualification needs to be the first step on the ladder. Joe Biden said the qualification had to be a woman. It didn't matter what they were or what they did or anything. It had to be a woman.
And I am okay with that, Daryl, and I got to pause here and move on, but I'll tell you why I'm okay with that. Because for the preceding 250 years, the number of women that really got a shot to be president of the United States is zero. The number of black people that got an opportunity to be president of the United States is zero. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not appropriate to ding Joe Biden for saying, I want a black woman, because the previous 43 presidents refused to pick a black woman. Like, we have to get back to the center somewhere. And if that's the way to do it this time, like, that's okay with me. Scoot's in the house. We'll be right back and hear from him on WWL.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron Assemble and Bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders, plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Stick around.
Hey, good afternoon. I'm Scoot. I want to thank Ian for hanging in there while I was at the doctor appointment from hell. It just took a long time. You know, sometimes that happens. But I want to thank Coleman for sticking around and Ian for doing the show. Look, I was listening to the show in from the doctor's office, and you know, look, I think this is a great topic, and it really does demonstrate a point. You know, people really want to talk about politics, and people also, some people, not all people, but some people want to get involved in the divisiveness of politics. They want to prove their point. They want to stand up for their side. And look, quite frankly, it's mostly the right. Now, you can argue that all you want. You can say that I'm picking on the right all you want, but I'm not. I can tell you factually, from the standpoint of doing a talk show, those are the calls that we get. Now, maybe part of it is because this is not, never has been, never will be, a typical, predictable, right-wing talk show host. This is not a typical right-wing talk show. And I'm not a typical right-wing talk show host. So maybe because of that reason, people feel the need to call in and represent their side. And that's fine. But when you hear people mispronounce the former vice president's name and call her Kamala, these are the people who are trapped in the right-wing echo chamber of the media. Because the right-wing media purposely mispronounced her name to demean her, to make her less than a person, to degrade her by mispronouncing her name. Her name is pronounced Kamala. Kamala, it's pronounced Kamala Harris. To say that her name is Kamala, again, is a way, it's a subtle way of dismissing her, of degrading her. And that was ingrained in people from right-wing media. So rather than even try to figure out how to really pronounce the name of the vice president, the former vice president, Kamala Harris, people just go along with the brainwashing of Kamala Harris. One of the guys who called, his name was Daryl. Daryl, what if we just refer to you as Durrell? What if we just call that last caller Durrell? Would you like everybody to call you Durrell, or do you want to be called Daryl? Wouldn't you want people to call you by your real name? But if we wanted to dismiss you, we would mispronounce your name because it's not even worth pronouncing your name properly. So we'll call you Durrell. So that was the whole strategy behind calling Kamala Harris Kamala. So that's number one. Number two, I think I had pretty much the same reaction that Ian had when I saw the former vice president, Kamala Harris, on stage yesterday and actually swearing in Helena Moreno. I thought, wow, she's friends with the former vice president. That's kind of cool. you know, I don't worry about the politics of that anymore because it's over. And I don't know what it is about people who don't want to let the past go. You know, you're so critical of the left for not letting the past go. You won't let the past go. You got to keep resurrecting these things from the past and bringing up old stuff. You know, don't act like Republicans don't select vice presidential candidates based on strategy. Republicans go out of their way to select white men from certain districts. It doesn't mean that that person, I'm using an example here, it doesn't mean that that person from the northeastern state is the best candidate, but he's from a northeastern state. So let's pick him because of the votes that we can get because he's from a northeastern state. So Republicans go through the exact same strategy for selecting vice presidential candidates as do the Democrats. So all of this criticism of Kamala Harris being selected because she's black, because she's a woman, I mean, this is stupid. It's bogus because Republicans do the exact same thing. It might not be as obvious because they're white men, but the strategy is exactly the same. Do you think for 1 minute that Dan Quayle, a vice presidential candidate, a vice president, do you think friggin' Dan Quayle was selected because of his cerebral prowess? Dan Quayle was possibly the least qualified vice president we have ever had in the United States of America. And as I recall, I was doing music radio back at the time, but I still paid attention to politics and still talked about stuff and still made fun of Dan Quayle. Look, Dan Quayle was selected because of the MAP strategy, the Electoral College strategy. I mean, that's the only reason that guy was selected as vice president. Rarely is somebody selected because of what they really represent. So the idea that Helena Moreno is being criticized because Kamala Harris swore her in, I think this is looking for a reason to argue, looking for a reason to bring up the past, and looking for a reason to try to just make a point that, you know, you are a Republican. Okay, we get it. You can be a Republican. You can be a conservative. But making a big deal about this seems to me to be going out of your way to make this point. I mean, we get it. But yet some people are just not happy unless they're arguing their part. And it's because a lot of people have no identity. They have no real meaning in life. The only meaning they have is based on the political party that they are part of. And they gain meaning, they gain definition from that political party that they are part of. So that's why they go so far to espouse the views of that political party. I want to bring Ian back into this. Ian, you know, you're doing a great job with that conversation. And it just when I got in the car driving down here and tuned in, I couldn't believe that people were saying anything about Kamala Harris and then again mispronouncing her name and all of that. It seems like such a moot point.
It's one of the things that it's kind of hard for me to keep in my head sometimes. Like, we are in the business of asking people to share their opinions. So when they do that, we shouldn't be shocked, right? Like, we're inviting you in to tell us what your reaction was to the speech yesterday. At the same time, if you have an opinion like Kamala Harris sucks and shouldn't have been there, and now I don't support Helena Moreno because she invited Kamala Harris to do the swearing in, like, shut up. Like, keep that opinion to yourself. That's toilet paper. It does nothing. Nobody is going to learn anything from that. That's not going to change your life in any meaningful way. That's just like, don't do yourself the disservice of giving yourself something to be upset about. I think people that saw that yesterday, they saw a Democrat female in a majority Democrat city invited a black female Democrat to do the swearing in. And that cannot be the whole picture for me. So I have to be upset about something.
Yeah.
So, well, I'm just going to pick this. Like, just enjoy the moment, man. Sometimes it's a blessing not to have an opinion about something.
It's kind of like, you know, I am in awe because, you know, I love planes. I am in awe of Air Force One in the air. I've seen Air Force One land several times. Like when I lived in Philadelphia and I'm driving I-95 between Philadelphia and D.C. I've seen Air Force One come in for a landing several times. I've seen Air Force One here in this area come in for a landing. I don't care who's president, man. I am fascinated with that plane. And I don't care who is vice president. Not everybody makes it to the point of being vice president of the United States. And I think that's a, you know, something to honor. But again, I think people make a big deal about this because they want to put on their political badge because they're meaningless without the badge. Their badge makes them everything they are. They talk about it at work. They talk about it at the bar, they talk about it at parties, they talk about it everywhere because that's what gives them definition. They've got nothing else in their lives.
I don't know why you wouldn't want a former vice president of the United States to be swearing in your mayor. Maybe you didn't like it. Maybe you were like, I don't like her. I didn't vote for her. I'm not crazy about seeing her on stage. That's fine. Have that thought and then move on. You know?
Yeah.
Go touch grass, as the kids say.
Look, I know that there are a lot of people listening who do have meaning and definition in their lives, but do not underestimate the number of Americans across this country that have no meaning in their lives. They have no definition. They're nothing. They're soccer moms. They're like, they go to work and mom and dad, they go to work and they come home and they don't make decisions. And so their political prowess is all they have. And man, they're going to look for every opportunity to make a political point. And I think it's just kind of sad that we have reduced ourselves to this point. It's not all of you. It's not all Americans, but it's far too many. And we hear it in talk radio. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks, and now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away if signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
WWL. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1968, this was the number one song in America. The Beatles, You Say Hello, and I Say Goodbye. Now, hopefully we say hello to all of you. I'm Scoot on the Air. Glad you're with us on this Tuesday afternoon. Beautiful, chilly outside. I had a really extended doctor's appointment. Could not get here on time. I want to thank Ian for sitting until I got here and Coleman for sticking around. You know, politics has become too much of a defining element in America. Too many people define their very being by their political affiliation. And, you know, it's sad. But, I mean, if you want to do that, you have a right. But it doesn't mean that we're not going to comment on it, because it's worth commenting on, because it didn't used to be like this. This is a new phenomenon. Kamala Harris was part of the swearing-in ceremony for the new mayor, Helena Moreno. Does this reflect negatively on Helena Moreno? She's friends with the former vice president of the United States. She is a national figure. She wanted her to be part of the swearing in. So why not? I mean, why should that have a negative impact on Helena Moreno? All right, let's get to a few of your calls. Let's go to KC. KC, you're on WWL. Good afternoon. Hello, KC.
Hello.
Hey, you're on WWL.
This is not KC.
Well, who is this?
Oh, this is Herm. How you doing, Scoot?
I'm good, Herm. Well, now you're on WWL.
Okay, thank you. It's a good thing I was on hold, and because if Ian would have put me on live right after Darrell's call, I probably would be screaming my opinion right now. Okay.
Well, there are people like Darrell. You know, most people call him Darrell, but if he's so hung up on referring to Kamala Harris as Kamala, then I guess we can mispronounce his name and call him Darrell.
Yeah, so I just want to make this simple point of Scoot. Why is it that people like Darrell, as soon as they look at skin color or skin complexion, they tell you or they tell the public that you're not qualified? Why is that?
Well, because they're racist. I mean,
exactly.
they don't admit it, but they're racist. There are some Republicans who are African American, and they side with them, pointing out that they're hypocrites.
Exactly, because Mr. Darrell, you know, Kamala went to law school, which means she had to take the LSAT. Darrell, that's the Law Strategic Aptitude Test to get into law school. I mean, she had to pass it. Then she becomes a lawyer, meaning she had to pass the bar exam, Darrell. So why would you disqualify a very intelligent lady based on her skin complexion? Can you pass the LSAT, Darrell, can you pass the bar exam?
Well, the question is, can people like that pass the racist test? And I think it's sad that we still have this judgment in America based on race, and people don't want to admit it, but their racism quite often slips out. Herm, I've got to move on. I do appreciate the call. We're a little behind here. We've got to get to a break. But if you're on hold, stay with us. We're going to get to more of your calls. And I think the reaction to Kamala Harris being part of the swearing-in ceremony for Helena Moreno as our new mayor, I think this really just speaks volumes to the fact that politics has become too much of a defining element in America. And if you want to join us with your comment, the Okunhar Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. All right, on the Scoot on the Air calendar, this was a classic. On this day in 2000, Christina Aguilera had the number one song in America. We don't have enough time in our show to actually answer the question, what a girl wants, what a girl needs. And we'll be back on WWL. The band consists of 1,000 people, 1,000. The band, the drummers, the keyboard players, the guitar players, the singers, the band consists of 1,000 people. They're all going to play one song at a time. And man, they are going to rock it. You want to go to the most amazing rock concert you've ever seen? They are going to rock it with serious rock songs, and you're going to see the biggest band ever playing these songs. They're going to cover the floor of the Caesars Superdome. They're going to be here in New Orleans opening up their global tour right here in New Orleans at the Caesars Superdome on January 31st. And you can get tickets now at Ticketmaster and also by going to NewOrleans.com/Rockin' 1000. That's Ticketmaster or NewOrleans.com/Rockin' 1000. I can't wait to witness this. I can't wait to see the band just try to get on the field together. I can't wait to see them come out and just organize the beginning. I mean, how do they start that first song? I mean, how do you get 1,000 people to start the first song at the same time? All I know is 1,000 people are going to be playing these incredible rock hits, all the same song, and it's going to be loud. It's going to be really amazing. It's Rockin' 1000. It's a really rare opportunity to see a very unique concert. Tickets now at Ticketmaster and also NewOrleans.com/Rockin' 1000.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your Brave, backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.